IGS, and it's time for Simply the Gospel. Brother Jim Person.
Did you catch your breath a little bit?
Just barely.
We've got to do better on closing out God's Word at work a little bit earlier so we can get a little break.
We got like, I think that that liner is like 13 seconds long, so that's about what kind of break you get.
Well, I hope it's good, though, for those that listen, those that can stick with us. I know a lot of people start work by 8 o'clock, so they're not able to continue listening, but we've been in a lengthy series on the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of Christ, the ministry of Christ, the life of the believer, now the life of the church. Without the work of the Holy Spirit, there is no church. I mean, Christ purchased a people, and it's the work of the Holy Spirit brings people alive to God, to faith in Jesus Christ, and it's the Holy Spirit who binds us together in Christ Jesus. And apart from the work of the Holy Spirit, there is no church. Paul compared the body, the church, to a body, and that the body is made up of many parts, and each part has its own function, but we're knit together, bound together through the work of the Holy Spirit. And we think about how Christ has won the church, and he was a gift to the church, but it's the Holy Spirit that binds the church together in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that oftentimes, especially maybe among Baptists and all, we don't talk much about the person and work of the Holy Spirit. And I don't know why that is, because the Holy Spirit, obviously, he doesn't take center stage. Everything he does gives all attention
on Christ. Yeah,
yeah, puts all the focus on Christ.
I don't. Some of that could be an overreaction to a lot of the just absolute craziness we see that is done in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That borderlines on blasphemy of the real, true work of the Holy Spirit. So maybe some of that hesitancy is an overcorrection to that, but the Holy Spirit must be present, or this isn't a church.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Must be present, or we're not the redeemed.
That's exactly right, because it would be we are a unique people because of the work of the Holy Spirit drawing us to Christ and faith in him and trusting in his saving work for our salvation.
That's
and
right.
It's not a religion,
no.
A code that we follow. It is a living Savior, but we wouldn't know him apart from the Spirit of God opening our hearts, giving us a new heart and new spirit.
Well, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and the Christian knows, we know from Scripture, that means where the Spirit of the Lord is, he has set us free to serve the living God.
Mm-hmm.
He's opened our minds that were totally encapsulated by sin. We can't think right. Opened our emotions. That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We can't feel right.
Yeah, right.
So you can't think right. You can't feel right until the Holy Spirit sovereignly blows.
You can't choose to do right.
You can't choose to do right. That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
The new man, the new creature
the
in
new
Christ.
Life.
I mean, we were dead in every way.
Dead. Not sick, dead.
Yeah. Not mostly dead.
No, dead.
Completely dead to God.
Right.
Now, there's people that would disagree with us on that.
That is true.
But even when I was a little child, I believed that there was God, and I believed in God.
Yeah.
I would have to say God was gracious to you through the working of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And was stirring you even as a young person. And what a gift.
Well, and the Spirit is that. Also, that way God's providence works out in life. It's no coincidence you were born into a family where you heard the gospel, or you.
That's
I mean,
right.
All of this, even from before our birth, it's the Holy Spirit superintending God's will, and in our lives, we're born to the right people. We come across. It's no coincidence you came across that person who has lovely feet that brought you the gospel.
That's right.
That's the Holy Spirit making those connections and
carrying out the will of God. In real time.
That's right.
And that is amazing to me, that sovereign God, before anything was ever made, had decreed what would come to pass and who would come to him.
Yeah.
But in time, it was Christ that died.
Amen.
And it's the Spirit of God
Amen.
To work.
So, when you get that elevated view of the role of the Spirit, it's more than just to give you a goosebump while you sing a song. And I love goosebumps, and that's
sure.
wonderful.
Yeah.
But his real work is in your salvation, is in the broadening of your mind to understand the gospel. This is beautiful truth.
And one of the powerful things I've been thinking about lately and really speaking about it, Sovereign Christ, is remind everyone, yes, we've been saved. There was that point in time where our eyes were open. We came to faith in Christ. Our sins were forgiven. We found we were justified in Christ, and that became real to us. But the real saving that the Spirit does today, each and every moment, as he saves us.
That's right.
The sanctifying work of the Spirit. When I cry out, recognizing a sin in my life, I can't just will that sin away.
No.
I need saved from that sin, right, and the power of it. The power's been broken, but there is a real-time saving that's going on right now.
And those are those tensions in the Scripture that we have been saved, we are being saved, and we will ultimately be saved.
Yeah.
And it's the day-to-day walking after the Spirit, decision by decision, circumstance by so. That's the Holy Spirit. So that's walking in the Spirit, His control. Because our minds are saturated with the Bible, by the way.
That's right.
By His Word. That's how He leads. That's how we walk in the Spirit.
Well, touch on that for a minute. If a person, it's a good time, it's still ahead of the year.
Yeah.
Good habits can begin, but it's more than just a habit when we get into the Word of God. It's necessity for a Christian.
We were talking about that the other evening. This is the way the Christian develops a Christian ethic, because there's not a verse in the Bible for every modern situation.
Right.
You know, so you have to be saturated by the Word of God so that when the unclear, you know, presents in your life, you know which way to go, mm-hmm, because you've learned to think the way God thinks, because you're saturated by the Word. You're controlled by the Word. The Word is dwelling richly. Christ is dwelling richly
and
by the
Word.
And
that's when we say the Word, the Spirit working through the Word, this is exactly what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
It is. We apply ourselves to the Word of God. He gives us understanding.
And without that discipline of the Word, then you're just depending on some mystical leading of the Spirit.
I feel like,
and I heard a preacher one time say, and it's so true, you know, you go to the doctor and he looks at you and says, you know, I feel like it's cancer.
I don't want you to feel
it. I don't really
care
what you feel. What do you know? You know, so if you're, you know, you're part of that kind of a construct, you know, it's not really what you feel. What do you know? What do you go to this Word and what do you know?
We have to be really careful, guys. What you're saying is absolutely true, but what I mean by we got to be careful, because in this modern this time in which we live, to take a truth claim that the Bible is the Word of truth, the Spirit works through the Word, it's not a subjective feeling that we have about what is truth. It is a true, is an objective truth established by God, worked out through Christ, worked in us through the Spirit.
And the believer, the Christian should just have experienced this in life so many times. Maybe you thought a particular way about something, but then as you mature in the faith and you read the Script, you sometimes have to repent and say, you know what, actually I was wrong.
Yeah.
That's hard for people to say.
Yeah.
But that's the Christian life working. It's working out salvation, realizing all the ways you're wrong, basically.
That's true. And being glad.
And that you're just, you know, the thrill.
I am usually more satisfied when I find out I was wrong, but I'm satisfied not because I was wrong, but because the truth has been made known.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is a rewarding time in the life of a believer and safe.
Right. What safety in the eternal Word of God.
Yeah.
I mean, you get outside of that. You start looking inside for the answers, or you start looking inside of others for the answers, you're in real trouble.
Well, and think about when the Spirit of God works through the Word, we can have absolute certainty of His strength and His power, His keeping of us. Because think about some people, their personality, very open, very positive, very a great outlook on life. Other believers may not have that natural inclination toward being positive, and they're a little more melancholy or whatever, and so they might think of themselves in less than what Christ would. They might not have the faith that they might not look at Christ the same way,
right,
but through the work of the Spirit, through the Word, even a person that doesn't have a naturally bubbly personality can have absolute solid faith that won't move in trial.
Amen.
And sometimes a person that's real bubbly and so on can be misled by that and think that, that's...
Absolutely, and you can't be looking for that. You can't be depending on charisma
Excellent point.
False prophets are all charismatic, and I don't mean that. Charismatic. I mean they're bubbly. You know, they're all personable people. They're great at this.
Everybody loves them.
Sure, that's the draw.
The draw, exactly.
And those people are the ones that are most often labeled spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But the script, Paul says, if you want to be spiritual, confirm what I say.
Mm-hmm.
That proves true spirituality. Mm-hmm. You're saying what I've said, and I'm saying it because Jesus Christ told me personally.
That's Paul speaking, not this Paul. That's exactly right.
I didn't get it from men. I got it from Jesus Christ.
And this is important for us to keep in mind today because we are in a very personality-driven society.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
You know,
the number one contender for the Republican Party is because he has a personal, you know, his personality draws people, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard the word charisma regarding him. Mm-hmm. One of the candidates that he has a charisma about him, and it's very attractive to people.
And if it's dangerous politically, think of the implication to the church if you're just driven by a personality cult where the pastor kind of is, or the leaders are kind of the stars, and they come in and it's all driven by that. Yeah. What you're doing is letting down a defense, and then you have all this mistruth,
that's
untruth.
Exactly right. It's so important that the glory of the gospel is that we are human beings are brought low and made and broken before the glory of God, but lifted up through this gospel as we see Christ having destroyed the works of the devil.
And you're talking about the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit, there still can be miraculous things that happen in that in that way. The Holy Spirit and all these gifts, I mean, there's no reason to really believe they're not for today. But Paul is in several places, he's a little miffed because those things are being forefronted before the Word.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So all of that is regulated by the Word. So whatever we're going to do, miraculous kind of, you know, pray to God, he'd work in all of us in some miraculous way, but it's got to be governed by the Word of God.
A couple of times Paul had said, I'm glad that I didn't baptize. I'm glad that there was no display of power. Right. I'm glad I came in absolute weakness and brokenness that Christ would be preached.
Yeah.
The work of the Spirit is always to point all the light, all the attention back to the work of Jesus Christ as he has revealed himself in the Word.
And the deep truth of that is that he does that because that's what God within the divine Trinity, that's what they agreed to.
Yeah. Yes.
They agreed upon their roles, that God the Father is the decider. Jesus comes and does the work. The Holy Spirit applies this.
Mm-hmm.
They're in it. That's one God, three persons. They're in perfect agreement. Yeah. They're not struggling. It's not a power struggle.
That's exactly right. And it can become that in our minds.
Right.
If we have our theology, if our construct is man-based, man-glorifying, then we are going to feel sympathy for the Spirit. How dare us not exalt the Spirit? And, you know, and we think he has to have his time to shine, we might would say, but his role is to shine the light on Christ. Let Christ be exalted to the glory of the Father.
That's right.
And one final word as we close out, when it comes to our fellowshipping together, I ran across a quote, and I can't remember where I found it, but the fellowship we share is Christ in me through the Spirit, having fellowship with Christ in you through the Spirit.
Amen.
That our fellowship, our unity in Christ is through the Spirit, but Spirit living in me, having fellowship with the Spirit having fellowship with him, he's fellowshipping, the Godhead fellowshipping together when we come together. Because it's not like my Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit.
Right.
It is one Spirit.
Right.
And we were baptized. We were brought into one body, one Lord, one faith, one baptism together. I don't understand that.
No.
But it's a marvelous, miraculous, glorious gift for us. When Jesus said that the Spirit, he was giving us another counselor, a gift, his Spirit would be with us through the work of the Holy Spirit. It was the greatest gift the church could ever receive.
Amen. Yeah. And think of the end time work of God, where the unifying power of the Spirit will be on display in eternity. Even the most pure churches are subject to being wrong and yes. having that as an influence. But in the end, all of us who express faith in Jesus Christ, he's going to bring us into one body and be no disagreement at that point.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That'll be a great day. We won't be looking at each other with the little
no.
wary eye.
No.
You know, what's your angle? Where are you coming from?
Right.
And all that. And what a great day that'll be. You sing songs about that day when we're all before the Lord in peace and glorifying the Lord together. I think of relationships that are broken or tense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've had dreams over the years of ones that I long for the day that there will be reconciliation yep. and restoration. And in one of them, still so vivid to me, the Shekinah glory of God is to my right mm-hmm. and to the person's left. And we're looking at each other laughing in a way because of how silly we were
yeah.
over the trifles that we were
yep.
at odds about now, but there is and our arms are around each other and in a glorious unity yep. there, and like we're under Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
And I look forward to that.
Peace forevermore.
Amen. Peace. The shalom of God yep. forever yep. and ever. Paul, it's been great having you here today.
Thanks so much.
Glad George brought you.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
We'll go have some breakfast.
I'm ready.
About that? We'll do that. And Jim, we'll miss you next week, but thank I understand you, Melissa will be
she'll be sitting
here.
In here. Yeah.
And
hey, I'll be gone the next two.
Okay. Does next she understand? Week. Explain to her about simply the gospel so she can be ready for that in the recording
okay.
and all those all right. kind of things I'll so we can get the that. Program to Cam.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one you can send to me. We're placing the simply the gospel on Sovereign Christ Bible Fellowship website. Mm-hmm. So,
Jim, where is Sovereign Christ?
Well, we're located at 1702 Lawton Avenue. It's just right on the edge of scenic Noblet Park. We mm-hmm. meet Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. If you have any questions, call this station, and Jim will get you in touch with me. I understand our phone at church, we're going through a little phone ordeal right now. We're mm-hmm. going to change some things over, so we don't have our church phone operating, so call the station and,
okay.
and get station and get a hold of me.
And so. Then if you do get a chance to go to the Sovereign Christ and you have the opportunity, stay for lunch.
Yeah, stay for lunch. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that. We have lunch every Sunday, and mm-hmm. there's always plenty.
Yeah.
If there's not, we make do and praise the Lord. So.
Amen. And you guys, a wonderful, wonderful bunch of people. You'll Amen. Definitely enjoy it.
It's a great day because the Lord is great.
Amen.
He is a Sovereign Christ. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. We are your good news station, WYGS.